this kid. I mean, yeah, that outing in spring training really prepared me for this. What?
You know what I would love to know? Like, who was on the field that day in spring training when he was throwing 102?
Right.
Who was there on the field with them? Because I'm pretty sure it wasn't Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green, you know, Zach McKinstry, and the rest of them. We know it wasn't Trey Sweeney.
No, right?
And Parker Meadows.
But he was serious. Like, he was serious. Yeah, that spring training outing really got
me. Well, maybe, listen, spring training, those games are packed.
No, that is true.
They are packed. If they know that they're going to be able to see Jackson Jobe, they're going to show up.
Yeah, there could be 8,000 people there.
Whatever the stadium holds, yeah.
All right, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Kevin is next. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Kev.
Yeah, I really like your guys' show. I think it's the best sports radio show in Detroit. But anyway, the reason I called was the game last night. I had a buddy of mine give me a call and wanted to know if I wanted to go to the game. I said, yeah, sure. So I went down there, and here we're sitting in the stands. We're right behind home plate. And the game went on, and the game was really good. And, as the game's going on, the guy across the aisle from me, his wife gets up and takes a picture of the aisle. And later on, I found out that it was Jackson Jobe's dad and his mother. And it was, so as the game went on, we're watching him, and we're wondering, is he going to get into the game? You know, is the game going to play out so that Jackson Jobe could come in? And then, as it got later in the game, I kind of thought that it wasn't going to happen. But then in the ninth inning, all of a sudden, here comes this lady up the aisle with the camera. So I'm thinking, that's got to be his dad for sure now. And then Jackson Jobe came out. It was quite a moment. I mean, everybody was standing up.
Everybody gets excited about the debut of a new player. And this guy's name, it seems like fans know about him, but the reason he was exciting was the next era, except he's kind of got pulled through the vortex to this era, to what's going on right here, right now. This wasn't supposed to be when he's making his debut. He's supposed to be an opening day roster, can't wait, Jackson Jobe's first start in game four. And instead, here we are. They're like, you know what, F it. We got a chance to do something special here. Let's see what we got.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I've been following him ever since they drafted him, and I'm just wondering. I mean, he came out of high school, so you just wonder, is he going to be as good as they think he's going to be? And then everything you hear about him as it's been going along, it's like this is the next guy, So, yeah, I was surprised when they brought him up last week as well. But then in the ninth inning when he came out, I looked over and everybody was around his dad all during the game. All of a sudden, everybody cleared out. It was just him standing by himself. So, yeah, it was quite a moment watching him, and then his son went out there. And then, the first pitch, it was
amazing when you think. I mean, I can't even try to put into words what it would be like to have that kind of opportunity. And you're playing baseball, and your parents get to come up for that whole thing and how proud they must be and the whole moment for him. And he didn't look like it was too big of a moment for him. He survived it. Maybe things will be different the next time he gets out there. But, hey, he's got the first one under his belt. He can move on, gets that ground ball for the first out. Damn near got a double play ball. If it wasn't a left-handed hitter, he probably would have.
So, in summation.
Don't do this.
My man sat near Jackson Jobe's parents.
He did.
And it was exciting.
He was right down the aisle.
You know what's funny? We talked about this earlier in the year. When you're on a winning streak, it honestly feels like you're never going to lose again. And when you're on a losing streak, it feels like you're never going to win again. And the waves, these things come in waves. And that's why even with the magic number at 3, with 4 games to go, and the White Sox coming up next, it's also terrifying.
Right.
Because of the way baseball is. More than maybe any other sport, the way you get hot, the way you get cold, it's not just a player, it can be a team. And that's why this is awesome and exciting, and they feel this close and at the same time terrifying, and why being up 7-1 last night was such a breath of fresh air because they played and won so many close games. And, you know, you don't want to ever cool off. You don't want to ever cool off. And I suspect that as even though they are a good baseball team, and the last 40 games are only 6 games behind the 84 Tigers, which is remarkable in and of itself, there's still work to be done. There's still work to be done. It looks very good. I'd much rather be Detroit than Minnesota. Minnesota finally broke their losing streak, thanks in large part to a PFP throwing error that broke a tie. That game could have got out of hand early. Minnesota was down 3-0 before they recorded an out and still had runners on base.
Yeah, and they switched pitchers right away. They had to go to the bullpen early in that game. So,
yep.
You know, credit to the Twins, but I don't care what the Twins do. If the Tigers take care of their business, none of this matters.
Yeah. And tonight, or this afternoon, they're facing Tyler Alexander.
Oh, old friend.
The former Tiger, who started 43 games in Detroit, went 11-23, and his ERA is 5.35 this year. And he's 30 years old. And I'm previewing this game, and I'm like taking a look at the numbers, and I'm thinking, boy, this is a great matchup for the Tigers. And then it occurred to me, you know what would suck right now? Is, fortunately, I bet Tyler Alexander is so jealous. I mean, he was here for 4 or 5 years, 25, 26, 27, 28, maybe 29. I think it was 5 years. Now he's 30. And he knows a lot of these guys and has been around this organization. And now he's taking a mound pitching against them. His team, the team he went to, is supposed to be good. And look, I'm not, you know, for the reasons around it, I don't really remember why he left. But it would suck to be missing out on this, wouldn't it?
It would, but hey, that's the game. You know, A.J. Hinch kind of said something about that this morning, saying, look, he loves Tyler Alexander. He says, but I hate him today. Hopefully our team, we can put the motions aside and just go out there and play, because he was a really beloved teammate here in this clubhouse, and everybody knows him. And, you know, that's all well and good, but we got a game to win. And he's been very hittable this year, and hopefully the Tigers can take advantage of it. One of the things I liked about yesterday, yes, it was, you know, a 7-1 kind of walking, running away with it, but they didn't get all the runs in one shot, right?
No.
You know, they spread it out a little bit, and that's kind of cool to see, because you're getting consistent hitting throughout the lineup.
It has been going very well for the Detroit Tigers, the offense, the defense, the special teams.
Well, how about the base running, right? Like, that's not – Don't look past how important it was when Dylan Dingler went from first to third.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're doing all the little things right and coming home and challenging. Zach McKinstry coming home and challenging the arms of the outfield, and Riley Green doing the same thing. I mean, they are really hitting on all cylinders.
And another guy, I mean, Trey Sweeney. Great thing about Trey Sweeney was the Google search, who's this guy? Oh, he's a throw-in. Right? When they traded Jack Flaherty, the prize, in theory, was De'Ron Lorenzo. And instead, the guy that's making the immediate impact was the guy that we all interpreted as a throw-in.